out there. There's probably other places too, right?
We're working on everything, man. You know what? West Michigan is home, though. You know, and so, you know, we always have a focus and an intentionality about creating jobs and creating opportunities in our local region. So I'm excited, you know, to be here at the Beat, and I'm excited to be debuting our new business here downtown Muskegon. It's an amazing feeling.
Tell us about Motu.
Yeah, Motu Lakeshore Wine Bar Prohibition. So Motu Lakeshore Wine Bar is named after our spirits company, Motu Vijay Spirits, which we launched from Grand Rapids. I'm a native of Southeast Grand Rapids. However, my mom, my grandmother, my whole family are from the Muskegon area. I got cousins. I can't forget my cousins downtown and all my uncles and aunts downtown and in the Heights. So we have a rich history here in the city of Muskegon, but we have a spirits company, Motu Vijay Spirits, and we're in 200 stores in Michigan. We're in 80 of the super center stores in Meijer.
Wow.
And so we named the wine bar side of our project in downtown Muskegon after our spirits company. And so we're excited to bring that into fruition. And it's finally, man, it's happening, Big Rob. Yeah, you know, we downtown right across from Heritage Landing. Yeah. You know, growing up, going to, you know, summer celebration and all the different festivals. And now we have a bird's eye view of all that stuff.
Wow. Yeah, well, your sister moved over here, right?
Yeah. Yep. My sister's a dual resident. So, you know, she has a property here that she's here downtown, you know, all the time. She loves Muskegon. She's almost a champion for Muskegon over Grand Rapids at this point. Yeah. She said the people here are much more welcoming, and you know,
we need it.
She said the West Michigan nice is less friendly and is more real up here. So she's been spending a tremendous amount of time up here. But honestly, I think she just loves the beach.
Yeah, we do have that. So there's a grand opening coming up.
Yeah, so we've been open. We opened during the Pub Pedal, which is a big deal up here, and we were really overjoyed to have so many people come and join us a couple Saturdays ago. Mm-hmm. Come and drop by. That was our first day of official business. Mm-hmm. And then last week we had a week of soft openings. We wanted people to come and try out our food, see what we have on the cocktail menu, and definitely sample some of these elaborate wines that we're serving up here for the Muskegon community. And it's been great, man. You know, people have been coming and giving us, you know, encouragement, and they've been welcoming to us. And you know, tomorrow we cut the ribbon, man. It's going to be great because this is a family affair. This is the first time that, you know, I've had the opportunity not only to do business with, you know, my friends, but, you know, my dad is involved, and Johanna is all over it. And, you know, I mean, my mom is, you know, the biggest support system that anyone could ask for. So this is the first time that the family's been incorporated in the business.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So none of your other business are they involved in?
No.
Wow.
Nope. You know, we have several businesses in West Michigan, Sip Coffee and Cocktails over there in Alger Heights in Southeast Grand Rapids. It's a dual hybrid bar, coffee shop, and we serve cocktails. We serve liquor there. And, you know, we have small plates as well. And then, you know, we have downtown. We are partners in Trust and Teller's Lounge at 117 Division. It's the hottest new experiential restaurant in Grand Rapids. Trusted. Shout out to Chef Tramiel. He is the man who is making the magic happen.
Saw him on John's show last week.
He was on John's show. He was on the Food Network. He's everywhere, man. He's, I mean, like, I'm just happy that I'm friends with the guy. So, he's making it happen. But yeah, and then we have the cocktail lounge that's adjoining to that, you know, and we've got great partners, you know. Shout out to Nick and Chris and everything that we're doing down there in the Heartside community. But yeah, this is it, man. This is Muskegon, and Muskegon doesn't play, man. They don't like when you state that you're going to do a project and you don't get it done.
They be on you.
They are on us, man. Is it happening? When is it happening? You're going to get it done? It ain't been all about it, man. So it takes us a little bit of time because, you know, we have we did several projects, you know, between the time that we kind of locked in to do this project. We also developed different things. We did some real estate opportunities. We opened a couple of dispensaries. We have the gas station Wayland with my partner Jared Biggs out there. That's close to the casino. It's a legalized cannabis dispensary. And then we have the Botanical Co. Middleville. In Middleville, we have a dispensary that's just killing it, man. And we were the first dispensary to market out there. So we're really excited about its growth and progress. So we've been creating jobs. We've been, you know, doing projects that are near and dear to our heart, and also really just breaking into those industries that people didn't think, you know, people who come from where we come from can get into. You know, that's always a big deal for us, especially, you know, when it comes to stuff like, you know, legalized cannabis, right? We know, you know, brothers and sisters have been getting locked up for those things. And then when it became legal, we were kind of, you know, locked out of the opportunity. So it's so important for us to go in and say, hey, everything is possible, the art of the possible. You can achieve whatever you dream up. If you put your mind to it, you focus on it, and you pull your resources together.
Wow. I got an online comment. Big thrower, Rashad Thrower said, love to see it. Welcome to Muskegon. Can't wait to be there tomorrow for the opening. What time is the ribbon cut?
Yeah, so we're cutting the ribbon at 12:15 with the Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. Excited to have them to come down and be a part of that. I know Jay Kilgo is going to show up for us, when the city commissioners downtown. But all of our elected officials are more than welcome to show up and come and join us at the reception. We're going to be open from that time until 12 p.m. So our staff is ready to go. We want Muskegon to come out. We want the support. Come check out the space. It's awesome, man. It's really, really beautiful. We have a ton of room to do events and bridal showers. And
oh wow,
yeah, when you get down there, man, I think you're gonna be really proud. I know Big Rob is gonna be
I bike past it. You know, it's a bike trail across the street, but I'm trying to figure out which building is it.
Yeah, so it's a big brick building at 1208 8th Street. And it has the patio, and we have parking. That's the parking lot right there by the Artworks building.
The apartment right behind it.
Yep. And that is our parking lot. So people can
Your parking lot.
Yep. We can park. You can park in that space and or park on the street.
Yeah. So that is a big building. Yep. So I'm always cycling down there trying to get it together. But that is a great spot, man.
It's a great spot. And we call it the gateway to downtown, because it's like you kind of see us before you get to, you know, everything else that's in central downtown.
So they can't act like they don't see you.
We're right there. And we have a big old sign that we're getting ready to put up. We just haven't gone and picked it up yet, but we have a sign that's going to go on the front of the building. So we're excited.
J.R. Gray says, my guy, salute.
Oh, yeah. That's my cousin right there, man. You know, Siobhan is my cousin, you know, so that's my pseudo cousin right there.
Wow. Yeah. Go ahead, Big Rob.
Oh no! It's so you ain't coming in there with no mess. You got to have a suit on. No.
We don't want to be
bow tie.
No, we don't want to be. We don't want to be like that.
It's a wine bar.
But that's our name. You know, that definitely is a big part of our brand, because we actually have the license by which if you find a nice bottle of wine, you can buy it from us and take it home.
Okay.
So not too many people. Sell it too. Yeah, not too many people have the full license by which you can take your bottle home. You know, not liquor, but wine you can take home. The liquor we have to serve you in cocktails right there on the premises, but you can take your bottle of wine home. And so because we have a spirits company and our portfolio, we do have a spirit of Vani Supreme Vodka, but we have four wines and we have a champagne. We wanted to name the front space, which is much more, you know, it's very aesthetically pleasing is the word that I would use. And it's very comfortable, and it's very you know, we have the fireplace in there. It was only appropriate for us to name it the wine bar, you know, on the front side. And then the prohibition side is a huge event space. And, you know, we have a nice bar going in back there. The TVs are back there. So that's where all the sports will happen and a lot of the events. And we have all the soft seating, the couches. I mean, it's a serious lounge. So, you know, it's something that we feel. Because Muskegon has a ton of wonderful liquor license establishments, but we feel like we're bringing something different and adding on to the DNA and the character that's already here. And that's important for people to know.
So some of my celebrity friends, when they sneak in, I got a place to bring them to now.
No, you bring them in there, and we got you. All right.
We can't announce it, though. We just need to be in there. We're not going to say, hey, we got XYZ up in here.
Straight VIP for international PA.
So they like to go in and be on the low key. You know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, and that's essentially what I was saying. You know, you when you think of a wine bar or something like that, you think of not a whole lot of hood people.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah. You know where I'm from. I know where you from.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah. So it ain't that type of party. It's type of party where you come in. Mm-hmm. It's from what you're describing to me. You come in. You enjoy a wine.
Absolutely.
Some wine. Yeah. Not you ain't there to act no fool, cut up, you know, and all that stuff. You there to have some serious conversations.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of business deals that get done over wine,
That's
over coffee,
That's
over
right.
golf outings and things of that nature.
That's right, Big Rob. You put it. So
a lot of babies get made too.
That's right.
After the wine.
After the wine.
But
yeah. Hey, Big Rob, you put it so eloquently. But you know, we love all our people from the neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every neighborhood, we love y'all. And you know, we want anybody who's coming out who you know knows how to act, who is classy, to join us. You know, and what we're doing down there, because this is about community, right?
Right.
So, you know, we're not limiting what we're doing by any means to, you know, any specific, you know, demographic as far as where you come from. It's all about the behavior when you get there. And so
right.
we're not going to be open till 2 a.m. You know what I mean? We've had our experiences with those type of establishments. And there have been many establishments in Grand Rapids that have come and gone.
Right.
And there have been many establishments in Muskegon that have come and gone.
Yeah.
And they come and go because, you know, it gets too rowdy after hours and weather. You know, oftentimes it's not the owner of the establishment's fault.
Exactly.
You know, it's that the crowds that come out or the few bad apples ruin it for the 90% that are coming out, you know, to enjoy everything in a really wonderful way. And so we're not doing that type of entertainment. I mean, so, you know, we don't feel like we're going to have to worry about that. We feel like the music and the mood and the tone will already be set, and people know that, you know, we're not the place and the establishment for that.
So you gonna bring Willie the Kid over here?
Yeah, Willie will be here. He should be here for the ribbon cutting because he's a part of this. He's our business partner, of course.
Okay.
But he will not be here tomorrow. He will be here next week for our first party, the Roaring 2020s.
Okay.
And you got to get dressed up for that one. That one, you don't have to get dressed up in gowns, but you need to put your dresses on, your heels, you know what I mean? Your slacks, your suits, and we want everybody to come on and join. It's going to be a party, man. We're going to celebrate.
And essentially, that's all I was saying is that this is an upscale place. This ain't no place where your mentality is hood.
That's right. That's
your mentality has to be right going into a place like that, some place like that. You have to know that you're there to have a good time,
right.
Listen to some jazz or whatever y'all playing.
The Mariah Carey's and you know, the Toni Braxton's and the
classic.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's going to be classic. Yeah, yeah. We're not going to shy away from the culture that created us.
Right.
But at the same time, we're not going to be, you know, and, you know, I love all the, you know, I'm a hip hop dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a big fan of everything that's coming from the community, from the
community, hip hop.
But like, we can't play. We're not gonna be playing the Pooh-Shiesties in there. And, you know what I mean? Like, I love that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that has a place that people are telling a story about where they come from, but that's not our place.
Right.
And we got places for that. And you know what? I'm gonna be in Muskegon a lot, and I'm gonna be patronizing everybody else's establishments that do the various things that they do here in the community.
Right. I got a question, online question for Rashad Thoreau. I said, what's the capacity for wedding reception?
Yeah, we have ample. Rashad, come see us tonight or tomorrow after the ribbon cutting. We're open tonight 4 till 10 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow 12:15 until 12 midnight. Come see me, Rashad, or any of my partners or our general manager, John. We have ample capacity for wedding receptions. We're already booking them. We're already working with some of the foundations here in town.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing some events for the local entrepreneurship ecosystem. That's going to be like a monthly thing. We want to get entrepreneurs together in the same room as the banks and the funders.
Good.
And having those mixers so that, you know, the entrepreneurs that are coming up from out of Muskegon Heights, you know what I mean, from out of downtown Muskegon, also have the opportunities to interface with those who can help them to take their business to the next level, to scale. We already hosted and sponsored the Innovators Summit that was at the Van Dyke Mortgage Arena.
Yeah.
We partnered up with the Muskegon Innovation Hub for that event, and then we had an after event at our space, and so all of them came down. But the reason why we wanted to partner with them is because the Hub has been very intentional about making sure that they're creating a pipeline for all businesses, including minority businesses. And so that was something that we were really honored to be a part of.
Jonathan, for people who don't know, your mom was a human resource director for the city of Grand Rapids, right?
Absolutely. For almost my entire lifetime, for, you know, about 30 years, she was a vice president over there and director over like 20 different departments. It's pretty much unprecedented.
First black.
No, not the first black. There was one before her.
Okay.
That she inherited the position from, but the role that she took on was a capacity unlike anybody had ever seen before. Wow. And now she's the vice president. She's still working. She's the vice president. She's the vice president at the Grand Rapids Public Museum. And that's just something she wanted to do. Because my mom, you know, she's not the type to sit down.
Right.
She's the type to stay active. And so she, the museum came to her and she felt that that was an opportunity to further better the community and further better Grand Rapids. And so she's helped them with their expansion and all the things that are going on in the river. And bringing certain exhibits, she's just helped to take that whole institution to another level.
She is from Muskegon, y'all.
And she is from Muskegon.
And then your dad is a college professor, author.
Yeah, all the whole nine, man. He is a a public intellectual. Shout to my pops. He's in the building. He's in the green room right now. He's in the building, but he said he's not coming till y'all talk about his new book on Langston Hughes.
Is he in town next week? We gotta have him. Is he gonna be?
I don't know. I gotta see if he's gonna be in New York, but we're gonna work it out. Because he said when I come and talk to PA, it's my time.
I'm not talking,
he said I'm not talking about the bar. I'm not talking about no rhyme.
Not the jokes.
He said I'm coming to give you the knowledge and talk about his new book on Langston Hughes. Langston Hughes, My America. It's out now everywhere. It's on audiobooks, Audible. It's in, you know, all the bookstores, and we're going to be doing some activations for his book up here this year. So,
wow. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Jonathan Jokes is in the building. Matu tomorrow for the ribbon cutting at 12:15.
Yeah, 12:15, but we're open right now. So if you want to come down and you want to get a cocktail, I had a fine glass of Hennessy before I came down here. So we're open right now.
You sound good, though.
Yeah, I feel good.
You're not smart enough.
Yeah, I feel good. No. One point, man. No. I'm at the beat, and this is home.
This is home, man.
Now, you know when PA comes, you got a landing pad for his helicopter on the roof or something. You know
what? My roof is kind of flat in the sun there.
Yeah, we can take
so we got it.
We got it.
We got it.
That's on the wish list.
This summer, I'm going to be riding bikes with PA.
There you go. There you go. That's the move. That's just the move. Ghana, you were working on a nightclub in Ghana.
Yeah, we were. And a nightclub restaurant in Ghana. You know, me and Jameel Robinson, owner of Grand Rapids Area Black Businesses, is another prominent member of our ownership team, you know, things that we do. He's always a consigliere on. And yeah, we put something together, me, him, and Willie, and cooked up with some friends of ours and one of Willie's cousins from Detroit that was in Ghana. And the building was beautiful, it was spacious. It was right there in the university district, you know, Accra, you know, and it just didn't work out, man. You know, we are so ambitious, PA. Sometimes we go after things that maybe we shouldn't go after. It was, you know, the pandemic was still going on, but it was, we felt like we saw the end of it, and we saw an opportunity also to get our spirits company circulating throughout the entire continent of Africa. Because, you know, the African Union has created some initiatives by which they want African-American businesses to come and invest in the continent. And we saw those incentives and those opportunities and, you know, found a location that we thought would be ideal to be our headquarters.
Osu neighborhood. That's a perfect neighborhood.
Man. It's a perfect neighborhood. But yeah. PA, I didn't call you.
You should have called me, bro. You know,
I had one good man on the ground, you know, who's a brother to me. But, you know, some other people that we had on the ground, they weren't as politically connected as they represented. Woo. And then in Africa, Africa's the homeland, it's the motherland, and it is the most beautiful place. I mean, it changed my life going.
Right.
You know, coming from Southeast Grand Rapids, I you know, just thought, you know, being a Black American in certain circumstances and situations, we have it so bad. You know, I mean, we're boxed in, and you know, the vast majority of us have a hard time finding, you know, that daylight, you know, and that opportunity to climb out of, you know, the gravitational pull that sometimes puts us in a mess. But when I went to Ghana and I saw people who were happy with so little, PA, you know, when I saw that, hey, running water at that point when I went, you know, it was years ago, 20 years ago, you know, that people were, you know, so happy and so invigorated and so proud of where they come from, despite what they were lacking, it completely changed my entire mentality.
Right.
But that particular business initiative, and it happens, you know, some business initiatives don't work out. You know, everybody knows we had Ambiance Kitchen and Lounge downtown Grand Rapids. That's another one. We loved it. You know, we made $1 million in 11 months. You know, we did everything in our power humanly to continue to, you know, make sure that we were running a great business, and the business was great. But unfortunately, you know, the police department, they just in Grand Rapids weren't ready to service a high volume nightclub. And that's OK. You know, it works out like that. Sometimes you win some, you lose some.
How many business have you had?
Oh, man, we have like 12 operational right now.
Mogul, I told you he was a boss. So 12, yeah. Right, he's a boss.
Yeah, we have 12 operational right now. And wow. It ranges technology, you know, real estate stuff, you know, the liquor license establishments, dispensaries, the clothing, you know, GRUSA apparel we've been doing for 10 years now. You know, we try to do our thing, man. We wanted to create jobs and opportunities and just kind of build the communities that we want to see, you know.
Yeah. Wow. It's a lot I want to talk to you about. Other stuff we can get on, because this, yeah, you come from Grand Rapids and a lot of good stuff going on over there. And but
Muskegon is where it's happening, though. PA,
we need to learn from what Grand Rapids did in the 80s in Welty Street. How it was when I was hosting Underground Video Show there, hosting the African American Festival under Bob Ledoux. Welty Street was off limits. It was gangs over there.
It was tough.
Now you can walk. You can get any type of food you want. We need to figure that out.
That's
and
right.
How you guys changed that. And it's, the whole area is just booming, man. It's just airport booming, city booming, people making more money, more housing. So we need to learn from you. So, folks, get behind Jonathan Jokes and get behind
over that Mutu.
Don't bring that stuff down there. Let's bring your best. Act like you got your grandparents with you.
Yeah.
Have fun, but act like your grandparents, your ancestors are watching you.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's the spirit and energy you bring into that place. My ancestors is watching me, and I'm not going to mess this up.
Right.
Proud of you, man.
Hey, thank you, man. Yes,
sir. We've been hanging for a long time, and this watch. Watch how you.
I learned from you,
man.
And I learned from the best
in your household, though. Your household,
man. Everybody in your house.
His record company. And your mogul.
Very good, man. Thank you, brother. Yeah,
you come from good stock, Johnny.
Going back to my music, Motu tomorrow, y'all. Go down there now. Go down there now and check him out. We're going back to my music.